This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition, presented by the Iowa Family Business Center by UNI. Sponsors of an event in Boone on August 19th to tour, lunch, and connect with the Fairway family. Learn more by going to advanceiowa.com. If you think you've been paying more at the grocery store and at the gas pump, you have, at least according to the latest Consumer Price Index data. Financial journalist Jordan Goodman of MoneyAnswers.com.
5.4%, much more than people expected. Now, some of these are so-called transitory events, like used car prices were up 10%. Gasoline is up pretty sharply. Oil is about $75 a barrel. Fed Chairman Powell was testifying before the House and the Senate and basically said they're watching it, but they're not too worried yet. They think these are transitory effects and it'll work itself out and we'll be back to a more normal 2% inflation rate. A lot of economists don't agree. It's not only commodity prices that are going up, like oil and copper and wheat and soybeans and all kinds of things, but wages are now going up as well because there's a shortage of workers and companies have to raise wages to attract people off the couch. And they are doing that. There's a competition for workers out there. And still, there's over 9 million jobs unfilled. So you're getting wage pressures and you're getting cost pressures. And companies feel they have to pass that on in the form of higher prices. So this is a kind of a classic wage push, cost plus inflation cycle that seems to be started. And the Fed's watching, but clearly they don't seem to be wanting to do anything about it for quite a while.
Financial journalist Jordan Goodman of MoneyAnswers.com. The Iowa Business Report is presented by the Iowa Family Business Center by UNI. Get more online at advanceiowa.com by clicking on the Family Business Center tab. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.